It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
You know, you often hear it, never borrow money from friends or family. But, you know, I've got to say that that could be dangerous advice to follow, not to mention a highly limiting belief to hold on to. You know, let me run this scenario past you. You know, Tom, he wants to build his wealth. He sees the big picture and has no desire to be working his corporate job well into his 60s. I mean, heck, he'd like to ditch the daily grind way before then. And he knows that to do so, he's got to somehow replace his income. So he's chosen real estate, specifically cash flowing properties, as his vehicle for freedom. Smart guy, Tom is. But he doesn't have a ton of cash to invest to make that happen. So how can he go about controlling cash flowing properties if he doesn't personally have the money to buy them? Notice I say control, not own. And here's why. You see, when you buy a house, if you've taken out a loan to do so, then you don't own it. The lender does, right? But we don't really care about who owns the property, at least not for this purpose. We care more about controlling the property and therefore the cash flow that that property produces. So knowing this, Tom's goal is to control as many properties as possible. And he knows that in order to do so, he's got to get creative and leverage assets that aren't necessarily his, since all of his own have been exhausted. He doesn't have a lot, right? So Tom has a pretty well-to-do aunt who's poured her money into CDs as well as some bonds and a few savings accounts. She's making at best 0.7%. That's 0.7% return on her money. I mean, don't you think his aunt would just love to make a 4 or 6% return on investment that's actually backed by something other than, you know, paper? How about backed by a physical property? I mean, even if it was just a 2% return, that would be more than double what her money is earning now and more secure. The answer is undoubtedly yes. Of course, she would love to make that type of return. So Tom, he approaches her with the prospect of a new investment, one that would pay a 10% return. And she's on board. Now, Tom has his cash flowing property and pays his aunt a 4% return on her money and keeps 6% of the return on her money for himself. See, Tom does the legwork, controls the property, and after debt service, he receives the cash flow. And all his aunt had to do was reallocate her stagnant resources. Everyone is happy. Everyone is growing. You see, there are people all around you who have money that isn't working for them. You can not only build your wealth, but also help them to grow their assets as well. In this fashion, everybody wins. And don't sell yourself short. You bring more to the table than you think you do. You bring the knowledge. And that's enough. And that may even be easy for you. And because it's easy for you, it's easy to discount its value. Don't do that. You bring more to the table than you think you do. Never lose sight of the fact that what's easy for you is difficult for someone else, and vice versa. And there lies an opportunity. I'm Matt Terrio, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Oh, before I go, today's winner of a $100 Amazon.com gift card. I'm headed over to iTunes right now to find my winner. I'm searching Epic Real Estate, clicking on the podcast. Let's see, clicking on the reviews, going to spin the scroller, spin. And today I land on, headline says, Matt's a Master. Oh, blush. Says, Matt's a Master, 5 stars by Travis 2J. And that comes from earlier this year, January 11th, 2014. And Travis 2J writes, if you want what someone else has, you have to do what they do. I follow Matt's information and instruction to a T, and I'm getting consistent results. I hope to give back to him someday. Well, Travis 2J, you're going to have to wait to give back to me because I'm giving something to you today. Send me an email to podcast@epicrealestate.com and I'll reply with a $100 Amazon.com gift card for you to do with what you please. Oh, well, maybe you can buy me a present if you're so eager to give back. No, that's yours. Enjoy. Alrighty. The November holiday giveaway, it continues. If you've already left this show a review, then you're already entered to win. If you'd like to enter, well, that's what there is to do. Go to iTunes and share your thoughts about this show, and you'll be entered to win a $100 Amazon.com gift card. My gift to you, to all of you, for supporting this show. I mean, I would not be here without you. And and for you tuning in here several times a week. I'm grateful. So thank you. Now, I'm Matt Terrio, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Actually, check back here in just a few days on Monday as we get down to business, starting from scratch. Enjoy the weekend. Peace, blessings, and abundance to you.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.